before, but I didn't remember, didn't well time. Must write down in your diary book. Must write down so then you can see all the time. Otherwise you forget. Otherwise you forget and then you heard and that's it. That's all. Don't remember normally. Then some of the benefits. Write down in your diary book that you all the time. That's so it reminds you of practice. Yeah? So, yeah, the Dhamma is incredible too. You go to the psychology, this and that. For mentally to really deep help, not so much. I don't know, but in the great Bodhisattva Shantideva said in Bodhisattva, Daikyo Manche Simchen La. So I talked to you, see how phenomena, your world came from your mind. And I spoke in a different way. I spoke in the past time, many times. But other thing is this, I spoke before how things are, you see, what do you see, what do you hear, what do you smell, what do you taste, everything you see. Whatever it is, good or bad, whatever it is, it's something which came from your mind, something your mind created. So I had to give you idea before. I used the example even letter A. So you see before. So that's I used the example I. You see, you have to remember what I spent. Otherwise, there's so much benefit. It's like the news in TV. Heard and gone. So you have to remember, write down, remember, you meditate, thinking. If you think it, it will definitely help. So as I said before, it brings liberation from samsara, then achieve enlightenment. So unbelievable important. End your suffering of samsara, the problems. The end. Otherwise, no end. How many times you go to the doctor, you can't be free from samsara. How many times you go to the psychologist, you can't end the samsara. You are samsara. You are suffering. Cannot end. Suffering of samsara, you cannot end. So we have done, from beginning of the birth, we went to the doctor a number of times, psychologist, whatever. Yeah, all that psychotherapy, whatever, all that. From the beginning of the step, that didn't make us free from samsara. Then other things, you see, then, Kari, what made you to label, something negative, bad, and label something good, then after that, there's the appearance of bad or good, then you see bad or good after all that. You don't see a bad or good before your mind labeled. You see? Now, please listen. If it truly exists, from there, before your mind labeled, you should see. You know, you see the A before you are taught by the teacher. A, this is A. Before the teacher taught, you must you must see this is ad. No, you don't see this. Enter your mind label. You must, somebody has to cheat you. Then you label, yeah? So, that before you cheat, before your mind label, you don't see this is ad. So that's clear. So the ad comes from your mind, yeah? So really clear. So something, something, you see, without mind level and eye, there's no eye. There's no appearance, there wouldn't be appearance of eye. You wouldn't see the eye. If your mind is level, same thing, So, so you see, I came from the mind. So everything, like just your whole world came from your mind, you know. So that's where you have to meditate. You have to improve yourself. Then, you see, what makes your mind label bad, good? You know? So that's it. It's also, your past karma. So due to what karma you created, you see. Virtue and non-virtue. So, the virtue, then you see positive thought. You make positive thought, and the positive thought and the, is positive label. Then you see good. So, during the karma, then you see your mind put a negative label, then negative appearance, then you see negative. So, before your mind label, no, there's no bad good. Like that. So in your life. So what makes you what makes the customer the bad, good, I mean, dirty and you know, clean, all that thing. So is it, so one person, 100 people get one person, and then somebody see most beautiful, somebody see very ugly, that same person, and somebody see indifferent, not ugly, not beautiful, but in between, and so like that, you see. And then for somebody, that food is the best food. That was somebody, same food, then very bad food. somebody indifferent, that food, same food. Not making different food, it was no, same food. So we did Amitabha celebration in Washington. We have Amitabha statue received from Vietnam. But the eyes were generally very good, but the eyes made their own way. But I was closing, and like that, their own style, and their eyes not in the shape of Buddha's eye. But, so the ex-monk from Kapun Monastery, Garak, you see, he became an expert artist. So he did the last thing, he did the Kalachal Temple, Dharamsala, so the private office gave degree to him. So anyway, then afterwards he was the head of the Kapun New Monastery. There was few artists, the helpers, but he was the main one. He did everything, the paintings in the prayer wall, all the deities there, and the Gomba, the whole thing, and including my room and all that. So, so he's he was not that time. I met much later, and he said he remembered the Lama Isha's kindness, because in Kapun long time ago, when he was young, wearing thick, very thick then, in a red something which is very thick, somebody gave help. So then his son gave, when we were going to go to Sri Lanka to open mine and center, but I think it's on the merit field, printed from Gallenberg, but I think it's on the paper, I think. So anyway, we got a cloth, a yellow cloth printed, very nice. And then I wanted Lama Tsongkhapa to paint it. So in the old Gomba, upstairs on the roof, he was painting, you know, the Lama Tsongkhapa. And then Lama went to watch him. He was nose running this much, nose running, then painting like this. So one time he was not painting, he was playing, so Lama beat him. Lama beat him, he ran away, went the hill, Kabun Hill, he ran away. So after all the paintings he did, Dhamsala and Kabun Gomba, New Gomba and everything, I think also LMB, I think, yeah, the paintings. So still is like a star. Stuba is not still finished, and still is a working, I think, maybe 2 years ago, on Stuba, LMB. So there's a, I said to go around and say, 100,000 Stubas, small Stubas, big, the main Stuba, then this big Stuba. So then small inside of the on the walls. So the big one to go round, one big one, then another middle one, then small. So they just put up wood for to go round, but I haven't done yet the last one, the second one. So. Yeah, so he remembered the kindness of a Lama, he said that, so that's the due why he was able to do, you know, excellent in the art for it's Lama's kindness. When he was a young painter, Lama thought he was playing, so then Lama beat him, then he ran away. So due to the kindness, Lama's kindness, then now he became expert, and then he was able to service all that. So remember now, it's Kai Lama's kindness. Oh, I was going to say? What? Yes, Amitabha. So Gillick came out and then fixed the eye. The rough paper, wasn't it? What? Rough, huh? Sandpaper, then made the eye, Buddha's eye shape, you know. So now excellent. Most of the art was thrown, everything is like Gallic, but some came off after some time, some not finished. Then artists from North Carolina, Tibet, Yolmo, Nepal, he came twice, then finished now. We do every year try to do Amitabha celebration. So first, the second, and the third did just before I came. So the second one, the first one, I think, the most important, the food. We offer lunch to everybody. That's very important because, not necessarily everybody is a believer, Buddhist, I mean, they live in karma and things. But that there would be non-believers, and so the food is very important. that time there was Gunsang, the monk, at home Tahiti. I taught him Shamde, Tibetan. Shamde is the meat food, but it didn't have meat. Shamde is with the rice. So there's special paper food for Debje Tsang Mita Mahirut Guru, Debje Lingam Mita, the past life, the favorite food. And everywhere, Buddha Gaya or Khaswara, Buddha Dhamsala, whenever we came, then Debje Lingam Mita invited Lama and myself for lunch. And so Dhamsala, one time, Jeff Dillingham offered lunch, met us lunch someday. So the remitted plate was completely full, and our plate as well. Before first rice, then rice covered by the vegetables. You know things, you know, the shamdrap is about usual Tibetan food. There's a meat and big pieces of potatoes and things like that. Mushrooms and all things. So I was starting to eat, but Rinpoche finished already half. So Rinpoche told me, "You're eating like a bird, so tiny." So then, Gachera then Rinpoche used to send money from Switzerland, and we disciples gather, Dham Salame, or Long Life Puja to accept the Chiang Rinpoche. So then, everybody has this Indian bowl, Jebje Samdhi also same, similar. The inside the rice, then the vegetables on goes on top. I mean, there's a usual trend for that, the meat, you see. So that everything big piece. And then, this is favorite for Samdhi. So I taught Gunsang to make Shamdi on that day for people. And they all told him, he made Shamdi just for us at the house. And then later, on that day, he made Shamdi. Many of his food we did have picture, because I want to make cookbook with the meditation. While you cooking, meditation. So there's a special. And then, meditation food has a name of the path to enlightenment. So anyway, it lives positive in the mind, you know, a positive imprint. So anyway, the book didn't get printed up now. So we asked one lady, was there, but didn't get done so far. So recently I asked her, what's her name? What's his name? He made a cookbook, Japanese style, huh? Denichu. Yes, he made that very nice cookbook, his own, I think it was a year before, ABC maybe. He made a very nice cookbook, Japanese style, but my one is not like that. He's in Japanese style, only few big plate, but only few. Neat, very neat. In Taiwan, there's, I don't know her name, but she too, when I arrived at the restaurant, she took refuge. She knows her name, she's very devoted. And in our restaurant, so plate is big, but food is very small. Then the empty space, is it the kasa, the liquid kasa, soy sauce. Soy sauce made a drawing with the soy sauce, made some art drawing, is in the empty space, in the plate. Anyway, sorry, don't get wrong. So there's one lady, whose place, called 1 hour drive, they have a place, their own place where the Mayor Crony and Harry lived, now they moved to Colorado. The couple who owned the land, so they came for the celebration. So the lady came towards me at the Amitabha, near the Amitabha Statue. The lady came with her plate. Oh, she said, "This is the best food in her life." All in her life, this is the best food. She said that. So anyway, as I was telling you, just remember. So anyway, you see, with the food or place, whatever, some people see it's very beautiful place, some people say ugly place, some people say okay, middle. So it's a different view. So the karma. So of course, their mind depends on what label they put it. Of course, as I mentioned before. Yes, but what causes their mind to put a little label, the good and bad, all this. So the karma. So they pass karma. So that, you see, do karma. So can be, for example, human kaka, for example, for the dogs will be best. Most favorite food, or pigs or dogs, or you see, you understand, right? There are many things like that, see. So, so you have to know that. Karma is your own mind, intention I mentioned before. So, if you are practicing thought transformation, lojong, if you are practicing lojong, your cancer, you can utilize in the past enlightenment by practicing with bodhicitta. You know, you take all sentiments cancer, all the sufferings and spirits cancer. You take, and then you destroy your ego. It came from that. Now you give back to cancer. You give back to your ego, substring thought, and you destroy your substring thought. You see, that's the cause of the cancer. So, your substring, all the suffering, then cancer, all you take, and destroy your substring thought, ego. You see, and that brings to achieve enlightenment. So they practicing bodhicitta means, you see, renouncing the ego subject, that makes the achievement, both sentiment. Then free the sentiment from ocean samsara and bring them to enlightenment. So unbelievable benefits, incredible. So, the person who is practicing lojong with bodhicitta, because you see, the cancer become needy. Not, you see, ordinary being become people in the world that's needy. It's terrifying. But person who practice lojong, bodhicitta, who experienced cancer, to benefit us, to enlighten the sentient beings. Not only free from samsara, but enlighten the sentient beings. Numberless and not just one. Numberless. Oh, for that person, became need. Cancer became need. So any bad condition, any horrible condition, anything, unfavorable situation, anything, need. So useful for you to achieve enlightenment. So, become so useful, most needy, useful. So, person, somebody angry to you, for you become so useful. So much need, no need. Karma people, no need, right? It's bad, really? Yeah? Lord John, that's a need, so useful. So, need for you to achieve enlightenment. To enlighten the sentiments. It helps you to enlighten the sentiments. You know? Like that, the cancer is not needed. You know? So they say, so you can achieve enlightenment quickly and you can enlighten sentiments quickly. Okay. I just mentioned this because I'm talking this. Besides Tonglen practice, while you're doing Tonglen practice, taking other sentiments and suffering, giving your happiness body three time merits to others. If you die while you're chitong, the best death. You die with bodhicitta. Someone said it's the best way to die. Huh? Oh. I may be speaking crazy way, but you should concentrate the meaning, not how I spell. Catch the meaning, yeah? For you to pay attention, I speak loudly. So not fall asleep. Or to not distract home or something else, business or something, Africa or some, you know. you can do that. If you die, you don't have reward at all. Why you don't know? It's the best. You die with the chitta. It's like Geshe Chagawa, even praying to be born in hell all the time, for sentient beings to be born in hell, himself to be born in hell, to suffer for sentient beings. But then the day of passing away, then he got a vision of pure land around him. So then he told his disciple, his attendant, he didn't succeed his prayer. He said, he wanted born to suffer for sentient beings. Always been praying. So then, you see, the little time of death, then pure land happened. So the power of the good heart, power of the bodhicitta is like that. So then there are many stories there, power of bodhicitta like that. Even if you pray, all that, it's like that. So you see, if you die with that while you drink this mental atonement, best way of dying. You have to know what the Buddha said. Oh, you don't need it. There are many stories, benefits. In Tibet, the boat is a animal skin boat in Tibet. So heavy, so there's danger to sink. So two men give up their lives to jump in the water, to the people to not sink. People in the boat were not sinking in the water, in the lake. So they jumped, they gave up their lives to the people. Then, instead of going in the water, dying, it's because the rainbows came. From the, because of the different color light, green, because of the clouds. Oh, like that, it happened. So, power of bodhicitta, good heart. If you dedicate your life to others, if you take the suffering on you and offer your happiness to others, like that. So, Lang Katamba Geshe Lang Sambha Siddhi, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, 50 verse. So, that is, offer victory to others and take the loss on yourself. That was it. Anyway, what I'm saying, then other thing is, you see, Gautangba, Jawa Gautangba, Kajuba, Jawa, so much hardship. He purposely did the hardship. Three times he almost died attacked by the lice, sick lice. So many lice, almost three times, yes. So that keep all the lice, you see, on the body. He purposely did that. You see, He never keep monasteries, centers, it's your own monasteries and things like that, kind of your own organization, sir. Never. He said, I can't do that. He's against that. So they're against with basically attachment, against that. So Jawakasangba, you see, say this, because I got the room, complete room of his story of his teachings from Zigok Abbot Monastery at Tsopama, so some years ago. So there, Dawaka Sangha says, advice is that if you have problems, I mean sickness, but not in sickness, any unfavorable condition, then you say, because you're using, by my experience of this, whatever unfavorable condition, not necessarily sickness, but by my experience, may all sentient beings free from sickness, spirit harm, negative karma, defilements, and achieving enlightenment. So you keep on thinking that you think like that example, you think over and over, you know. Oh, eating over and over like that. That incredible. It's unbelievable best practice. So Tonglen thinking this way, best practice. Dharma practice, best Dharma practice. Oh, that is one. So even you are dying, this is what you should think. If you are dying now, this is what you should think. Oh, anytime you have cancer, anything, what you have, heart problem, whatever. Okay, so then, this other one is a. When you experience happiness, I think it is said, and this is from Dabji Trishan Bhaji Rudra Guru. When you experience happiness, you rejoice, came from your good karma, from past good karma. So you rejoice. And then I want to eat. Then of course you receive from the kindness of sentient beings. Sentient beings means everyone. Not somebody whom you love, a friend, but no. A friend. Every sentient being. Kindness of a sentient being. No? So remember that? That's just your rejoicement. So when you have happiness, came from your good karma, so then inspired to create more karma. So there's that. I add on that to say, same as came from the guru. Received kindness and from kindness and then your happiness. Okay? When you have suffering, it says, the Lama gave children to Guru Guru said, when you have suffering, any problem, suffering, then think kindness of Guru, purify my negative karma. Kindness, remember the kindness of Guru, your Guru, purify your negative karma. Yeah. Blessed, blessings, blessings of your guru. Thing is, blessings of your guru. Your sins, whatever, blessings of guru. Purifying your negative karma. So from this book, this came from your past negative karma, you see. So blessings of guru purifying your past, your negative karma. Then I don't remember that. And then purifying. Yeah, that first thing is guru's blessings and purifying these things, whatever bad condition, the purifying my negative karma. So that will be the next one, maybe to achieve enlightenment. Maybe like that. So, achieving that. So that is achieving that. Achieving that to you. So I think, yeah, so that. Those way go to write down. Otherwise forget, nothing. Just a little TV news, I mentioned, yeah, TV, then TV news is gone. So you can, even if it is not here, if you know, if you practice, you can help others. You understand? You can help others. You can benefit others. You practice. You have experience, then you can help others. Sure thing like that. The world, the sentient beings. Then, or even 60 times sentient beings, life to life. Okay. Monte Tiger, Semjela, Dindrawai, Kata, Nabache, Kata, Monte Tiger, Semjela, Dindrawai. Yo, these are panra machan gaya tuna mechede. Oh, that these are panra machan gaya tuna mechede. Must write down. In the brain or in the bone, a carve. These are panra machan gaya tuna mechede. Like this, if you didn't give harm others, the department is cancer. Nobody will harm this time. This time the word is not there, but it means, Gayan, there's a power of margin like this, if you didn't harm in the past to others, then nobody can harm, means this time. Nobody. You see? I mean, you see, even the airplane crash or car, there's some people die, some people didn't have a karma. You know, same as others who died didn't have a great karma, so they survive. They don't get even mark, you know, on the body. So they survive. Airplane crash or the car crash, whatever. Even earthquake happened. Those people survive. For example, in Taiwan, the big earthquake, huge. The many monasteries, many big, huge monasteries destroyed. Many, not just one. Many. So there's one family, the daughter is nun, before. Chinese nun before. From the great abbot who is Bodhisattva from Cambodia, China. I don't know his name, but I was really, So wherever he walked in the Kaohsiung, then rain came. It was dry. Wherever he went, rain came, and the plants grow. So it's been, her house, a simple family, very simple family. So the wooden house, very old house, small, father, mother, and her small house, I went there. And many houses squeezed, If earthquake happened, it's very easy to ruin. But what happened? Big earthquake, many monasteries, many huge monasteries destroyed. But they thought upstairs in the shrine room, the water that is offered might spill over, might fall down over all over. He said, they thought. But the one upstairs said, oh, the water, such a big earthquake happened, no water fell down. All the water, nothing spilled water. It was instead. Oh, you have to understand the karma. There's no much other way to karma. Oh, they don't have a karma like that. Those other miners destroy, die, so everyone didn't have it. The family didn't have the karma to happen that time. And other lives can't say, but that time didn't have a karma. So they didn't happen. Even the bigger thing happened, but a simple house, many houses, so good, but then didn't happen. So, oh, even the water, no water spilled. Ah, you have to understand, as karma. Oh, they didn't create the karma to die that time. You know, maybe some other life, but yes. So that didn't happen. Nothing happened. That's big surprise. Also, Nepal, when the earthquake happened, there are many small, simple houses, nothing happened. But many of the big buildings destroyed. Oh, karma. That's a really very clear, showing karma, individual karma here. See, there was cow, Katwara, 66 cows or 60, I think 6 cows, killed. Down below Kapan, were 6 cows, every day killed. So that place completely ruined. And then the nearby, all the houses were very easy. They are connected to each other, easy to fall down, but didn't. Then Toja, one family who practiced Toja, one family who didn't care about Toja for a long time. So house collapsed. Three-story house collapsed. Went down like this. So the daughter died, mother survived. House went down. So it's very incredible. It's very interesting. I mean, you see, the karma. That's the karma. Anyway, so these are Panya Majana. If you didn't give harm like this to others, Panya, these are Panya Majana. If you didn't harm others, so if, by eating, then they passed. But doesn't say passed. The problem is, it didn't harm others. If it didn't harm others, this is the problem is, Gaya Tsunamichin, nobody will harm you. You must write down your diary book so you can see all the time. So when you have a problem, that's true, they came from my karma. These people get angry, these people are abusing me, so, no problem, this came from. This came from my karma, my mind. So it's not their problem. So they're angry, so I made them angry. I made them harm to me. I caused them to harm to me. Yeah, you see? You come down to that, you cause that. Sorry. Sorry. Even this, I suffer because I did something wrong to others. So anyway, see, so you can understand, you cause them to get angry with you, you cause them to harm you. Oh, you're the one who draws. Yeah? So, therefore, only to the compassion, only cause of compassion there, only to benefit with them. Mm. So, all that, so important. Otherwise, even if we learn so much Dharma, oh, this text, that text, then one, you see, even simple things in the daily life, you know, then you see, you create so much angry Dharma, angry Dharma, same as worse than you have been a Dharma before, worse than that, this. You know, Zensho, anything, how many years you've been Buddhist, Zensho, any quality? How many years you've been studying Dharma, Zensho, any quality? So you have to understand that. It's very sad, terribly sad. There's a Panura Machana Gansana, so important. Then, Unche Dage, same thing, like, then you know about you. Teve, same thing, Teve, Tewe, samjhe nyatunga. By this, didn't I make the sentient being to get lost in the hole of the hell? Tewe, samjhe nyatunga, dagetata malakam. By this, didn't I make that sentient being to lose in the hole of the hell? So that's the development of compassion. Instead of angry, harming, or it is the angry, blah, blah, blah. Then you see, by calling enemy, then you have to harm, you have to kill, chop his weapon, whatever you can do. Then create negative karma again. From beginners, it's about harming, harming back, who are angry to you, so suffering up to now. So again, you want to suffer by harming to that person. Again, you want to suffer. Again, you want to be harmed by others. On, without end. Oh, now this endless suffering, samsara, you create. Oh, devil, now, you that one, oh, because it's you cause, you see. So that makes the person, by harming me, could cause to be born in hell. So that person goes in hell, you see, to get lost in him, really, then born in hell. You see, hold the hell, it says. Hold the hell, it says. Oh, that's the devil of compassion. Instead of angry, harm, instead of that, general compassion, and you benefit whatever you can, even praying your marriage to the other person. You see, even at least that. Hello! So, whatever you can help, whatever you can do, or help. These are the best practices, shoot that! Otherwise, what the problems you meet with is in? Don't forget, this is an important thing. Whether you are learning extensive Dharma, those scriptures or not. However, this was the Slam Rim Lojong. However, they wrote it. Yes, what I say, if you understand the practice, the fundamental practice of happiness in the life, to not create the Dharma, creating fundamental happiness. Okay. So that's I think this. That's okay. Then now, yeah, Kathore. In Buddhism, I sent the Tava mentioned Kathore in the Bodhisattva. Chitta Menya Matana. Either you're holding the fire, if you don't drop the fire, then you continuously burn your hand. Chitbe is a giving example. Chitta Menya Matana. If you don't drop the fire, the burning of your hand won't stop. Oh, so holding our ego, self-cherishing, cherishing eyes, it's like that. Teshin, like that. Dani, Mabana, if you don't give up I, if you don't give up I, then suffering cannot be abandoned. Your suffering cannot be abandoned. First of all the sufferings came from the I. There's a Kadamba Geshe is the same, but I don't the text time the words I don't become clear. So all the sufferings come from the eye, because the self-sufficient thought is in. So if you don't abandon eye, then you're going to be free from your suffering. Therefore, therefore, in order to pacify your suffering and others' suffering, give up yourself. Give away yourself to others and cherish others. So, you see now, I must tell myself, cherish I. From beginning, they were cherish I. So they were still not free of samsara, still didn't get achieving enlightenment. So, you see, therefore, please, your suffering and the other suffering, means others, means numberless sentiment. Then, give away your I. Give away I, give away I to others, cherish others, cherish others like oneself. That's another basic practice. Mahayana Buddhism. If you met Mahayana Buddhism, this is what you should practice. So now, Professor Malai is sitting. Karisagote, we're supposed to live the life, whole life, 24 hours, even going to sleep, everything in Professor sentiment, you see. By giving away the eye to other sentiments. The your family or Dharma center or the people enemy you don't like. Oh, this one, this person, this bad enemy. The family, this enemy, this that you always keep that as a human thought. Then the sentient beings like plain words, but you should let the center the center, I don't know whether it's the people, the enemy that you don't like, you hate, so practice with them. In the family, you have to practice with them.